Hello, and welcome to Tox Chats, a podcast program presented by the American College of Toxicology, also referred to as ACT. The mission of ACT is to educate, lead, and serve professionals in toxicology and related disciplines by promoting the exchange of information and perspectives on applied toxicology and safety assessment. These podcasts are part of an ongoing effort intended to cover new developments in the field of toxicology and provide a platform for discussion of topics from which toxicologists, regulatory scientists, and others interested in the field may benefit.
Hello, and thank you for listening to this podcast about the important topic of ACT leadership and development. I am Latoya, a member of Tox Chats, our ACT podcast committee. Today I'm with Ronnie Yeager, a former chair of the Tox Chats group, but now a member of the Leadership Development Working Group. Welcome, Ronnie, and thanks again for joining us today to introduce the ACT community to the newly established Leadership Development Working Group.
Thanks, Latoya. I really appreciate the opportunity to join you today on this side of the microphone and just to share a little bit around this new working group. Just by way of introduction, we had, within the context of the nominating committee last year in 2020, around the middle of the year, we started to think about different opportunities and ideas around how to support the ACT strategic objectives around leadership development. And that was really the start of the idea around a working group that ultimately became the Leadership Development Working Group that was formed within nominating in late 2020.
That's interesting to hear how this came about in late 2020. So how did you and the team kick things off in 2021?
Yeah, so like I said, we cemented this in late 2020, and then in early 2021, we really focused on a couple of things, forming the core team and then establishing a recurring meeting seating series to sort of sync up with the schedule of nominating committee. So about every 2 to 3 weeks, this core team would meet. The core team is really comprised of folks that were appointed from nominating committee the year prior. So that would be myself and Tracy Williams. And then we were looking for sort of key connections within the established ACT framework, within council in particular. And so that's where Rick Stanulis joined the team, a second year counselor as well. And then to kind of round out the core team, Lorene Buckley, chair of nominating committee, and Tim McGovern, ACT president, joined as well, with also contributions from Nancy Roman from AIM. And then on an ad hoc basis, as of late, we've had Lisa Bilkey and Ken Olivier from nominating join as well. And so that was the core team that we formed early this year. Again, meeting every 2 to 3 weeks. And really in the first quarter, I'd say we really discussed, you know, what are the opportunities that were available to strengthen existing practices for identifying and cultivating leadership and where there were potential gaps and opportunities. So not necessarily reinventing the wheel, but looking across the existing ACT landscape and structure and saying, you know, what have we been doing pretty well, but where can we make some more intentional, focused efforts to move things forward, really in the way of identifying up-and-coming leaders, developing them, and getting them plugged in. And so we, you know, spent that first quarter of this year really going over several ideas, coming up with a list of about 10, I'd say, and then really narrowing it down to 3 key proposals that we brought forth to council in April. And have since been working, you know, once endorsed by council, those 3 proposals, have since been working to implement them. And those 3 areas are really around pre-exit interviews. And I'll speak more in detail about this because this pre-exit interview has really become an area of focus for us this year. And we'll hear more about that later in the podcast. Second is communications and really looking to establish close collaborations with existing groups within ACT. And then third, kind of looking for, you know, across the existing ACT structure, for example, membership committee, to identify other opportunities for those intentional and sustainable impacts, whether it be new members, junior members, folks who have been interested in the past, maybe have served on a committee, either appointed or elected, but haven't served in a while, looking at getting them plugged in and trying to identify, like I said, those up-and-coming leaders to get them involved. And the last point around this is really, you know, I think the idea behind this leadership development working group is kind of a think tank of sorts, right? We're really trying to be that group that can steer these ideas, get them implemented where it makes sense, and then to kind of move on to other things so that the ideas, for example, this pre-exit interview process that we're hoping to establish this year will become part of the framework of serving on a committee. And then the Leadership Development Working Group would no longer, say in 2022, once this is established, would no longer really need to have, you know, direct oversight over this practice. It would be part of the, like I said, existing framework of serving on a committee. So we're really, at this point, viewing this as a year-to-year working group. There's definitely a lot of momentum this year, like I said, that we've got going into the end of the year, coming up on the annual meeting, and some key ideas for 2022. But we're really looking at this as a year-by-year process and really to see how things go.
Wow, that sounds like your team came up to speed pretty quickly. And I would say that I think the think tank idea, that framework is really good. So what's next for the rest of the year in executing on the key initiatives?
Yeah, great question. So we are, you know, like I said, we're admittedly starting in select areas where there are potential near-term gains, in particular around committee member and committee chair pre-exit interviews. And so I can explain a little bit more about this, because I'd say this is one of the more tangible outcomes that we can look at this year. So what we mean by pre-exit interviews is as you serve on a committee and you're near the end of your committee term, which is in the end of November each year, we want to, in the September, right now we're targeting mid to late September to conduct these interviews by survey and then some select by phone call follow-up potentially. To really, you know, first acknowledge and thank everybody for their service to the college, because it is a huge commitment, whether it's appointed, elected, 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, you know, it's a huge commitment that people are making to the college. We want to first thank them for their service to the college, and then really ask them where they would like to go next, what they got out of the experience, what skills they feel they could bring to the college as far as a next step opportunity. And then really start to figure out the timing. If they remain interested, you know, what are the types of committees you would like to potentially be involved with? What is the timing? Are you looking at continuing next year in a couple of years? And then one of the other angles of this that I find to be really important or really of value potentially is if there are, you know, gaps or hurdles that folks have faced that are hindering them from continuing on either in serving or having an interest in serving, we would like to know kind of what those are and if they're willing to share. So if somebody has served on a committee, they're rolling off this committee, and they're no longer interested in being part of the college, if they're willing to share, we'd really like to understand those insights so that we can really look to address those, like I said, gaps or hurdles to, you know, enable people to continue to be involved in the college to the extent to which they're interested. So these pre-exit interviews, like I said, we've created a survey. There's essentially two surveys that are going to go out. One is to committee chairs that are going to be rolling off committee. And then the second is for committee members that are going to be rolling off. And the surveys are largely similar in terms of content. The survey to the committee chairs has a few additional questions for specifically for the chairs, but we're really excited about this. Again, we're looking to launch this in the mid to late September timeframe, you know, well in advance of the annual meeting, you know, about 6 to 8 weeks in advance of when people are going to roll off the committee, so we can get some valuable input. And like I said, one of the more tangible things that could come about from this is when we look ahead to next year's ballot for nominating committee, as they come in, you know, do we have a greater depth of information and understanding about the folks who have been active in the college, what they would like to do next, where are their strengths, where do they see themselves this year or in a few years, and hopefully that will pay, you know, direct dividends into that slate of candidates for the ballot next year. So I would say kind of if you look year over year in terms of the ballots and the success in terms of self or peer nominations to the ballot, you know, hopefully we can see a boost in that in terms of more folks that could be potentially included on the ballot for the elected positions. And then also this would, I think, pay dividends in terms of, you know, rounding out those appointed committees as well. So we're really excited about this, you know, pre-exit interview process that we're calling. I think right now the scope is going to be about 12 to 15 committee chairs and somewhere in the range of 50 to 70 committee members. So So hopefully we get a really good response to this survey. It's going to be not only valuable to the college, like I said, to maybe make some modifications in terms of how opportunities may be presented or available based upon the feedback, but also I think it's a value to the folks that are rolling off in terms of, you know, how they can maybe direct where they go next in serving the college. So that's really become our primary area of focus this year. You know, as I look beyond that into 2022, like I said, Rick Stanulis on council has been a really great liaison between the Leadership Development Working Group and the Membership Committee. And there's mutual interest in what we can do to potentially utilize this working group to help move things forward in the way of membership, whether it's, you know, new members or renewing members and trying to get information from folks to get them plugged in to different opportunities, identify up and coming leaders in the college. And so we're looking to, you know, get some more formal goals around that in 2022 and build upon that momentum that we started this year. And then, you know, I think the third point around this is, like I said, is the communication and the associations with existing structure and framework within ACT. And so, you know, from the perspective of the Leadership Development Working Group, you know, I think having those close ties and strengthening those associations to other working groups within ACT is key. And a couple of groups that come up, obviously, is membership, education, areas of particular communication, but then also we think about kind of expanding beyond that. Early career professionals, there's been a lot of interest in plugging in with that group, obviously. And then in particular on this podcast, I can speak to some discussions that we've had as of late with the Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion, or the DEI working group.
Great. Can you tell us a little bit more about the DEI working group?
Sure. So the working group, also known as, you know, the DEI working group, as I mentioned, also known as the Diversity, Equity, Inclusion Working Group, similar as the Leadership Development Working Group, this DEI working group was formed as a result of one of ACT's strategic goals for 2020 to 2022. And in particular, to advance ACT's impact through creating a more diverse organization that's both welcoming and representative of the entire toxicology community. And so this working group is composed of ACT member volunteers who are looking to explore and recommend impactful approaches for both embracing and acting on the principles of DEI at all levels of membership throughout the college. So again, much like the Leadership Development Working Group, some intentional areas of focus to help cultivate and promote DEI throughout the entire college, which is great. The group works closely with ACT leadership, including council and several committees and working groups. And the ultimate goal of the DEI working group is to ensure ACT continues to grow as a diverse and inclusive organization that helps to foster the development of members of all backgrounds. And in pursuing this goal, the group's recommended to council one of the first areas of focus, and this is actually going to provide some very tangible, I think, beneficial outcomes for DEI and for the entire college. One of the first group recommendations to ACT Council was to hire an independent expert DEI consultant, which was approved and which they did. And so I'm sure most of you who are listening to this saw that this led to the creation and release of the ACT DEI survey, which was also just sent around and had recently closed. So hopefully everybody took part in that. In addition to this member survey, the consultant will also perform interviews with key stakeholders and discussions with various groups within ACT. And the independent consultant will analyze the results and share them with the DEI working group to understand diversity, equity, inclusion, ACT, and then provide some, you know, actionable recommendations based on the results. And so I think that this is going to be, you know, thinking about the parallel track service between the Leadership Development Working Group and the DEI Working Group. You know, I think having these pre-exit interviews to really, you know, plug into folks who are active in the college, who have served, to try to guide next steps and cultivate future leaders, having that tangible outcome by year end and having that as part of the fabric of serving on a committee, and also having this DEI consultant, this survey, and not just getting the survey and you know, looking at the results for interest, which they are, but actually looking at those results through the lens of having actionable recommendations, which are going to come out of this, which I think is just going to be fantastic. So we're going to see these play out, you know, both of these efforts over the course of this year, and I think we're actually going to see the benefits start to play out next year. So the last comment around the DEI working group is, you know, as opposed to the leadership development working group, which is primarily, you know, appointed members that are coming out of the nominating committee, because the nominating committee is a 1-year elected position. The DEI working group is always on the lookout for new member volunteers or appointed members that are interested. And so I just want to make a plug here that if you're interested in learning more about this, to encourage folks to visit the ACT webpage and click volunteer and get some more information.
Thank you, Ronnie. That all sounds very interesting and encouraging. So what would you like to share with the ACT members in closing?
Well, first, on behalf of the Leadership Development Working Group and also the Diversity, Equity, Inclusion Working Group, I'd like to thank you, LaToya, for making it possible to record this podcast and share information about both working groups today. I think that there's obviously a lot of energy and enthusiasm behind both of these. They're both admittedly new to the college, and with a lot of things being virtual since 2020, folks may have either not been aware or have not heard much information from either of these working groups. So we really wanted to take the opportunity today to share what we've been thinking about, what we've been working on, and then, like I said, some clear, tangible outcomes that are going to come from each of these working groups. So thank you, first and foremost, for this opportunity. And also to several people, you know, within ACT who have helped shape and move these working groups forward. It takes a lot of effort. You know, I can speak firsthand to Leadership Development Working Group. You know, in 2020, we were really thoughtful about how to structure this. You know, it fit very nicely with the nominating committee as a working group. Making this a working group allowed us to take things year by year, you know, not overcommit to a structural change within a committee, but to have a dedicated, focused working group, like I said, that we could see how things go year over year and make changes as needed. So there's a lot of effort that goes into this, especially on behalf of all the volunteers to help move these forward. So I'd like to thank all those people. You know, the formation of the Leadership Development Working Group is viewed in part as a strategic move to utilize key learnings from nominating committee members the year prior, along with key insights from ACT leadership, like I mentioned, the past president, nominating committee chair, president, and ACT council members, as well as key folks from AIM. And so to have a core team accountable to helping identify opportunities for leadership development within ACT, I think, is key. And working within nominating, of course, nominating is going to help create the ballot. There's a lot of work that goes into that, and they do a fantastic job. But taking it a step further in terms of looking beyond that year's ballot, in terms of where those folks or folks on those committees, whether elected or not, may end up getting plugged in the future. Where are their strengths? Where are their opportunities to help them reach their full potential within the college? So that's really hopefully what this working group is going to help do. Like I said, to have a core team accountable to helping identify these opportunities within ACT is key. You know, some outcomes are admittedly more quantifiable, such as perhaps a number of ballot nominations as a result of the committee member and committee chair pre-exit interviews. Other outcomes may be less noticeable, but hopefully as impactful. You know, and perhaps, you know, areas around new or more junior member involvement, you know, knowing there's intentionality around leadership development. So if I'm new to the college or I'm more junior, not just having, you know, elected and appointed positions, but also a group that's dedicated to this idea of leadership development and another group that's dedicated to diversity, equity, and inclusion, I think are value statements. It adds value to being involved in a member of ACT because there's thought and effort and energy around these areas on top of what's already provided, which I think is extremely important. So yeah, like I said, I'm really excited to be a part of this working group. This is our first year. Again, we're taking it year by year, but we've made a lot of great strides. And I look forward to the momentum we've created this year, obviously, and then moving this into 2022. My last comment is an ask for members. Obviously, like I said, you know, at the beginning of the podcast, we spent the better part of the first quarter of this year really thinking about what areas we could make impact with this leadership development working group. We had a list of about 10 ideas, trimmed it down to 3. But certainly we're not thinking of everything on behalf of the members. So if you have ideas around what the leadership development working group should be thinking about, who we should be talking to, things along this nature, please reach out. Please send an email. We'd love to hear your thoughts. You can email the ACT headquarters email address and just include leadership development working group subject line. It'll get to us. So we'd love to hear your thoughts around this working group and help us move this into 2022.
Thank you, Ronnie. It was great to hear about those different working groups and how they are going to be moving forward here into the next year. So with that, I'd like to thank Ronnie for joining us today to discuss the new strategies to promote leadership within ACT. Thank you all for listening.
This podcast was brought to you by the American College of Toxicology, whose mission is to educate, lead, and serve professionals in toxicology and related disciplines by promoting the exchange of information and perspectives on applied toxicology and safety assessment. For more information, please visit www.actox.org.